الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and sisters, our object in this dunya is to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. This is the purpose of life, that we become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. Everything else is secondary to this objective. And when that is the objective, that we have to earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, because that is what's going to count. That Allah Ta'ala must be pleased with us, and especially when the time comes of maut, that we have to leave this world, and when we have to present ourselves in the akhirat, also the time when we will be in our qabr, then nothing else will count. What will count is to what extent we have pleased Allah Ta'ala. So, the person who has earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that person is successful. The person who has not earned Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is unsuccessful. The person who has earned Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, but in dunya didn't have the luxuries and comforts that others had, in fact was poverty stricken, person was very ill, Allah Ta'ala protect us from all difficulties and hardships. We should never ask for these difficulties. But if somebody was in this condition, somebody didn't have even the basic necessities of life, but the person pleased Allah Ta'ala, then that person is the true servant of Allah Ta'ala and is successful. Success is not about what we had in dunya, what amenities, what facilities, what luxuries we had. It is about how we conducted ourselves. It is how we are involved in pleasing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is what is the issue. It's about how we please Allah Ta'ala. If we look into the life of the Sahaba Ikram, and even more than that, the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so how did he leave this world? At the time when he left this world, what was his condition? He left this condition in the situation that, he left this world in the condition that there wasn't even oil for the lamp. That too had to be borrowed. Oil for the lamp had to be borrowed. And even the armor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pawned, was as guarantee for some grain that he had to buy on credit. So that armor was left as a guarantee. In other words, there wasn't even that much of money to buy the basic necessities. That too had to be bought on credit, and then armor had to be put as guarantee by a Yahudi, a Jew. So this is the issue that we have to take a lesson from, that who can be even one fraction as successful as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nothing. Nobody can come anywhere close to that. But he was the most successful, yet he left dunya in this condition. Allah Ta'ala made it as clear as daylight for one and all that, look, success does not depend on these things. That what was a person's financial position, what was the person's social standing, how much of luxuries and comfort somebody had. It is about how much we pleased Allah Ta'ala. Now many times shaitan puts all kinds of thoughts in the mind to distract a person from this objective. And now especially in this time of the year, or such times meaning when many people are in their own things, they are in having their holidays and people are flying here and there and whatnot is taking place. And then we are living in a time when everything has to be put onto social media. Everyone has to post everything, where they are going and what they are doing. And then much of it is sometimes exaggerated for others to get impressed. A lot of times that's the case. Things are exaggerated in a way that person sounds like they're really flying high, but they are nowhere close to flying high. They are flying nowhere. But the picture that is put on social media is a very deceptive picture, as if this person is also in another league. But it's all somehow exaggerated and whatever else. The point is that now those who are following all this, they're looking at this person's so-called status and that person's, which way they're plastering all their holidays, stories and whatever else. So shaitan uses that to put hasad in a person's heart, to put some kind of other thoughts, negative thoughts. Now, the person didn't have something maybe which somebody else had. Maybe somebody went somewhere overseas, I didn't go. Somebody seems to be having some holiday somewhere which we didn't have. So is that really anything that makes it, makes a person less? Does it make a person become lower in reality? Does it create any deficiency in life? Nothing. But unfortunately, many people's lives get affected so badly by this. Why? Because they're looking at everybody's social media and status and groups and whatever. And now they keep brooding over what that they don't have. Whereas what they don't have is really nothing to be even paying any attention to. Because our purpose in life is to please Allah Ta'ala. And these are not the things that are connected to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that if a person had a 5-star holiday, or a person was flying first class, or a person was doing this and that, all this kind of leisure and pleasure things. To start off with, if that is happening against in a way that is breaking Allah Ta'ala's commands, then that is a major disaster. To even wish that I was in that person's shoes is a bigger disaster. Allah Ta'ala saved us from haram, saved us from being in a place where haram is taking place, saved us from getting involved in such environments where the sins are happening blatantly, and now we're wishing we were there. That is a terrible situation. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that man hadara ma'siyatan fakarihaha kana kaman ghaba anha wa man ghaba anha faradiyaha kana kaman shahidaha aw kama qal. A person who was present by chance, now something which the person had no choice, for example, a simple example is that a person now has a job to do, a businessman, so now he is in his business, so now his business might be in some shopping center maybe, and now that shopping center, the whole lot of other khurafat suddenly came away, now in this time of the year, whatnot suddenly comes up. So he passed it, he had to get past there. But he passed it, there was a heaviness in his heart. He did not take any kind of pleasure out of it. And rather, there was a heaviness in his heart that Allah's law is being trampled here. This is a haram environment that is being created here. There's sins taking place here. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from his azab. So now he was present there in a moment, for that few moments while he was passing, whatever, but with a heavy heart, he disliked it. So the Hadith Sharif says he is like somebody who wasn't even there. In other words, he'll be recorded as if he never was there. And then somebody was absent, he wasn't there, there was some event taking place, that event was sinful. It wasn't an event of anything good, there were haram things happening there. It might have been even a wedding for that matter. And there was a lot of things that were happening which were wrong. There was music being played there. There was open intermingling happening. There was other things that were not in order. And now somebody didn't attend that wedding. Why they didn't attend? Because they couldn't attend. They were not present because they were out on some whatever necessary work. Or maybe just they didn't get invited. So now they're feeling very, very sad about it. That why was I not there? Now what was happening there was not in order, it was sinful. And this person is sitting at home because they didn't get invited and feeling sad about that too and feeling sad that they were not present. They know what's going on there. They are aware. Maybe somebody is even updating them, live updates, what's going on here. But in all that, they are feeling sad about it. Now there's sinful activities taking place there and they are feeling sad about it. In the Hadith Sharif, it's mentioned such a person is counted as those who were there, meaning involved in the sin. What a disaster this is, that a person was not even there present, but because of being happy for what was going on there. And now this feeling sad for not being there is feeling happy for what's happening there. Feeling hurt about what's happening, that is what's to be required. And feeling that I'm being deprived, na'uzubillah, means I'm happy about what's going on there. Why am I not there? That's a very serious matter that. So likewise, in this time of the year, there's many things happening, many, many places. People are going here, there, everywhere. Sometimes you hear some very ajeeb things. One young person asking for some advice, and this is not confined to one person. There's many of the details might differ. Somebody little bit this way, some way that, but the core aspect is the same. What was the core aspect? So one person, she said, look, I don't come and attend these souks and so on. So now because that was what she presented, so the family said something is really not right with you. Everybody in the family got very worried that this person is becoming an extremist. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Somebody decided that they do not want to be going to an environment which is not conducive to Iman. That became an extremist. That person is out of line. That person, whatnot, is being said to the person, the kind of comments that are made. Now, where will this take us? In other words, what's wrong? Carrying on, be happy about it. And somebody wants to do the right thing, be unhappy about it. So what a disaster this is. So this is the Hadith Sharif, that when a person is absent from somewhere where some sin is taking place, but the person is happy about it, it is counted as one of them. In other words, he'll also share in the sin. So in this time, we should close our eyes and ears to all these things. Come out of all these groups. We'll do ourselves the best favor. Don't be stuck onto all these groups of all these social media and whatever else. One is that Shaitan will use that to whisper things in the heart and mind. Shaitan will whisper things in the heart and mind to now create a problem. To get a person start either now some hasad or this being sad about not being in a place of sin, na'uzubillah, whatever other ill effects of this that takes place by getting stuck onto this social media, all that will become the problem. And it will destroy a person's peace of mind. It'll destroy that happiness because all this is happening against now the tabiat of a person. We all are of that nature where we get tempted by things happening around us. We get tempted by what's going on because Shaitan puts that temptation, and as a result, now that whisper of Shaitan, one whisper, two, because now the things that are coming around, this is seeing what's this person doing, that person doing. So Shaitan eventually starts using that. So we will do ourselves the greatest favor if we stay out of all the social media. and stop watching what's going on and worrying about what's going on. And together with that, these are times to increase our a'mal, because otherwise we'll get, when there's a heavy flood taking place, then even animals get washed away, maybe huge animals, an elephant will get washed away too. So we need to be very, very cautious about all this, that we don't get caught up in the way things are happening, the complete lack of any concern about what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. People are just doing anything just to go with the flow, as they say. What people are wearing, I must wear. Where people are going, I must go. What people are doing, I must do. That is a very dangerous path. We have to go where Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. We have to dress in a way that Shariat has enjoined upon us, and within the limits of Haya, we have to do what will earn us the pleasure of our Rabb. Because when we're going to lie in our qabr, then nobody is going to come to help. We will be alone. Nobody can come. On the day of Qiyamah, everybody will flee away. As mentioned in the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Everyone will run away from one another. Parents from children, children from parents. Siblings will run away from one another. Nobody will have anything to do with anyone. Every person will be concerned about themselves. We too will be on our own. And we will have to worry about our own actions, what we did. So we rather do the right things. Because then, on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, it's not going to help us to say, but so-and-so pressured me to do it. Or people were going to cut me off from their circle, that's why I had to do it. That's not going to help us in any way. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we stay steadfast, we do not get caught up in all these matters, and we remain firm. Allah ta'ala keep us away from all the things that He is displeased with, all the places of fitna, the places that take us away from Allah ta'ala, that distract us from deen. Allah ta'ala protect us from all these places as well. Allah ta'ala keep with afiyat and keep us safe. Keep our iman safe, keep our amal safe, keep our deen safe, physically, all our things also safe. Most important is nevertheless our iman, our amal, because one day we're going to leave everything behind, but then we'll have to take our iman and amal and go. So we have to maximize the amal, stay away from sin, stay away from what is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. That is what's going to benefit us. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.